أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهم رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة دلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. My dear brothers, respected brothers and sisters, please first make sure you come up a little bit, inshallah ta'ala. We are running out of room in the back, so please scoot up, get close to each other, bidnillah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, one of the things that we must learn as a community, not only us, but communities throughout the world and especially in the West, is that our youth are either the strength or the weakness of our community. The youth are either a strength or a weakness to our community. If we lose the youth, we lose the next generation of this ummah. The youth are the future elders. The future elders who will compromise the front rows, the future elders who will decide the matters of our masjid, the future imams, the future scholars, the future ulama. And if we do not give our focus and attention to them and build them up and strengthen them and guide them in religious matters, guide them in leadership matters, guide them in how to be a man and how to be a woman and how to practice their religion, then what will the next generation of this ummah look like? it will weaken generation by generation until there is nothing left. Until there is nothing left. And this will eventually happen. The Prophet ﷺ said that there will come a time where there will be nothing left of this religion except for the statement of La ilaha illallah. There'll be nothing left. The Quran would have disappeared from the earth because people have forgotten and abandoned it. Hajj will no longer be performed. Fasting will no longer be observed. Even the Prophet's masjid will be empty and it will be inhabited by animals. This will happen on this earth. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, what will that statement benefit them? And the only reason they'll say La ilaha illallah is because they'll say that this is what we knew that our forefathers used to say. This is all that we have left. We know they used to say La ilaha illallah, so we say La ilaha illallah. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, what will that benefit them? He said, it will take them to Jannah. It will take them to paradise. But what do you think is going to be the responsibility on the backs of the people who allowed it to get to that position? The people who began the decline, the people who allowed the decline to happen, they are going to have a huge weight on them when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am telling you, it will happen when we lose our youth. When we're losing our youth generation by generation, I am watching it happen, I am seeing it happen before my eyes. A large portion of my counseling sessions are people coming to me, telling me they've lost their sons, they've lost their daughters, they've left the religion. Just this weekend, I spent 4 days traveling throughout the UK, London, Birmingham, Manchester. And when people knew part of my introduction, they said I was a counselor. And that means that after every talk I did, I had a line. And out of that line, I spoke to maybe about 100 people over this weekend. And I promise you, 20 of them were parents who had lost their children. Not lost their children, meaning that they're dead. No, they're still alive and they're gone. They're gone from the religion. How do I help? And normally I tell them at that point, when your child is 20, 25 years old and has left the religion, there is very little that you can do at that point. They're an adult. They've made their decision. You can encourage them. You can advise them and you can make dua for them. And after that, you have to leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the ultimate reality. That's all I can give them. That's the only comfort I can give them. To know, to tell them that guidance is with Allah alone. Whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided and whomever Allah leads astray cannot. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, in most situations, it is because something happened in that youth's upbringing that did not attach them to this religion properly. And the parents are worried because now they know they bear a blunt of responsibility when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a regret like no other regret. For those of you who have children, you can understand this regret. You can understand the regret of seeing your own child leave. You can understand the regret and the remorse of Nuh alayhi salam, who preached for over 1,000 years and could only get a few followers, and his own son wasn't going to be one of them. When Allah decided to destroy mankind based on the dua of Musa, his own son decided to stay outside of the safety of the boat and was destroyed. You can understand that pain. You can understand the pain of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he tried to talk to his uncle, etc. Family members are the closer to you. They will give you the most pain. Our youth are our strength, or they are our weakness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we talked about one of the categories of people who have shade of the throne of the day of Allah on the day where there will be no other shade, and that was simply loving another Muslim for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is another category of people who have that shade under the throne of Allah on the day where there will be no other shade. And he said, shay'un, shay'un nasha'a bi'ibadatillah. A young person who is raised up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That simply being raised as a young person who stays firm on this religion gives that person a status on the day of judgment upon which only 6 other categories of people will have. That means youth is important. What people do in their youth is important. Uqba radiallahu anhu radah said that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is amazed Allah is amazed at a young person who throughout their youth can resist the desires and temptations of this world. That Allah becomes amazed at a young person who throughout their youth can resist the desires and temptations of this world. How will they be able to resist the desires and temptations of this world if we do not make them feel like they are part and parcel to this ummah? If we do not make them feel like they are part and parcel to this community? If we do not do that, within a few generations, these masajid will be empty, or they will be inhabited by a few elders who are holding on, and then they will be sold off to other places. This is the reality that faces us if we don't focus on our youth. If we want our youth to step up and be the next leaders, the next imams, the next ulama, the next forebearers of this religion in the next generation, it has to begin now. It has to begin now. And that is the focus that I have had for many, many, many years. And that is the focus that I brought with me to this masjid. And that is the focus that this masjid has, is to put our youth and give them understanding that they are as important to this community as everyone else. They are as important, if not maybe more important, because all of us are heading to our graves very quickly. They are the strength. If they take up the banner of Islam, if they take this religion firmly, I promise you they can do the things that we were not able to do. They are growing up in a generation where they are more well equipped than the generation we grew up with. They have the internet, they have social media, they have knowledge, they've been given so many more advantages. If they were to use those advantages for the right reason and attach them to their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their belief in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their love for their deen, and we were to teach them the love of the masjid, then these places would run like well-oiled machines. That is our goal here at Masjid Salah al-Din, insha'Allah ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْدَ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ غَفُرُ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And anyone who thinks that the youth do not play a prominent role in the ummah, you have not studied the seerah. You don't know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you look at the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, even to the beginning of it, the first people to accept this religion were from the youth. When he decided to make one of the most important decisions he could make in the early seerah, when the treaty, the second treaty of Aqaba was made, and the people of Yathrib wanted a representative, when the Prophet ﷺ said, I cannot go because Allah has not given me permission. But they said, then send us a delegate. This means that the Prophet, peace be upon him, would have to choose someone who would represent him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would represent this religion in a place that could become something amazing. He chose a very young man named Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu an, who had not yet reached the age of 20, to go to Yathrib and be his representative. And because of the efforts of this Mus'ab ibn Umair, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, all of them accepted Islam, and it became known as the city of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he would then give his life on the day of Uhud for this beautiful religion. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried profusely at his grave when he saw him on the battlefield and said, Ya Mus'ab, you gave everything from Allah and left nothing. He lost both of his arms and they still found the flag between his teeth. The youth have in them power that we don't have. We're getting old, we're getting tired. You know, the world is passing us by. We don't understand many of the things that are happening in the world today. But your children do. These youth do. They were born and raised here. They understand this world. They understand this community. They understand this society. It is past time we start giving them responsibilities and start putting them in the positions that they should be, because they do have to take our place. And if we don't prepare them for that, then how are they going to be successful? You cannot be successful at something you weren't prepared for. It's not as if Allah is just going to guide them like the Mahdi one day overnight and they're going to become the next leaders of the community. We have to start building that now. That is our goal, insha'Allah ta'ala. And if you go, and if you have any doubt about the fact that this is part of the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I challenge you to go read the seerah and look at whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose for prominent positions of leadership. Go and look at the last army he would ever send out in his lifetime. I'm not going to tell you the name because I'm going to ask you some questions tonight at our gathering. The last army and delegation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would ever send out, he chose a young boy to lead it at around 15, 16, 17 years old. And there was some questions, there was some concerns, there were some complaints. Just like we have complaints, why would you choose someone so young for something so important? When the complaints were told to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in his last illness, he drug himself and was carried to his minbar and said, "I have heard your complaints, and I am telling you by Allah, there is no one more dearer to me for this position than this boy and his father." And if you know who his father was, if you know who the boy was, you know who his father was. I'm gonna leave that for some Q&A tonight. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood this. And that army went out and was successful in his mission. And it was a grand mission after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They even wanted to cancel this mission. And Abu Bakr said, "No, I will not stop something which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sent out." And they tried to get him to replace the leader. And he said, "I will not replace someone whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself chose." The power of youth needs to be understood. If we harness it, if we harness it, if we as a community harness the power of our youth, we can become one of the most amazing communities that this country has ever seen. If we harness that power, if we falter at it, then it will be a community of old men who will eventually die, and then it will be uninhabited. Or we'll have to keep immigrating more old men and old women to fill up these roles. That is not what we want. We want a community of people who understand the world that they live in. One of the qualifications, I believe, and I have heard this from many of my teachers, that one of the qualifications for leadership in a community of Muslims is that they understand the world that they are living in. They understand the society. They understand the world that is around them. I'm not talking about the world at large, but they understand the world in which they live in. That is what our youth understand. And if we nurture them, especially the ones who show interest, and I've sat down with our youth, there's plenty of them that show interest, I will not squander that interest. I will not be the person who watches that interest get squandered away or put out or that light extinguished, because I've seen it happen too many times and I know the repercussions of it, and we will suffer for it. That light will be encouraged. That light will be fueled. That light will be pushed forward, so that the next generation looks better than the generation sitting here right now. Because if we don't leave the world better than we found it, then we've accomplished nothing. Nothing. We've just existed. The next generation of this ummah should look better than the one that is here now. And it cannot if we don't have the youth. There is a masjid in Turkey. The name of it literally just went in my mind. I literally haven't slept, and I came back with a flu from the UK. There's a masjid in Turkey. I've been to it. You might know the name. There is a sign in this masjid that says, if you do not hear the crying and playing of children inside the masjid, then have sorrow for the next generation. Have sorrow for the next generation. If you don't hear the playing of children in the masjid, then your next generation is doomed. There will be no next generation. If they're not raised to love this place, they won't care about it. They won't have any concern. So insha'Allah ta'ala, I ask Allah to give us youth that are the next generation of leaders. I ask Allah to bless all of your children to be the next generation of leaders. I ask Allah to bless all of your children to be raised as salih and saliha, as upright, pious, and righteous Muslims that can take the banner of Islam farther and wider than we've ever been able to imagine. But it cannot happen with ours and yours help, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah bless you all. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إسلام المسلمين، اللهم انصر إسلام المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين وكل مكان يا رحم الرحيمين وذر التشرك والمشركين. سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقيم الصلاة. الله أكبر.